This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Galantil, galantamine, as hydrobromide. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Galantil modified release capsules. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Galantil against the benefits this medicine is expected to have for you. If you have any concerns about taking Galantil, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. What Galantil is used for? Galantil is used to treat mild to moderately severe dementia of the Alzheimer's type. The symptoms of Alzheimer's disease include confusion, memory loss, or other changes in behavior. As the disease progresses, patients find it more and more difficult to carry out their normal daily activities. The symptoms of Alzheimer's disease are thought to be due to a lack of acetylcholine, a substance which transmits messages between brain cells. Galantil increases the amount of this substance to help improve or stabilize the symptoms and therefore slow the progress of Alzheimer's disease. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. It is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you take Galantil, when you must not take it. Do not take Galantil if you have an allergy to any medicine containing galantamine. An allergy to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Severe liver and/or kidney disease. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You must tell your doctor if you are pregnant or planning to become pregnant, breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed, planning to undergo surgery which will require anesthesia. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: liver and/or kidney disease, heart problems, stomach ulcers, brain disorders such as Parkinson's disease, fits, problems controlling movements of the body or limbs, extrapyramidal disorder, breathing disorders such as asthma, pneumonia, recent gut or bladder surgery, difficulties in passing urine, attacks of sudden abdominal pain, low potassium levels in the blood or weakness, muscle cramps, numbness, and tingling that begins in the lower extremities. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Galantil. Your doctor will advise you whether or not to take Galantil, or if you need to adjust the dose or alter your treatment. Since there may be other related conditions that Galantil is not intended to treat, you should verify with your doctor that you are taking Galantil for the treatment of mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. Initial results from clinical trials in patients with mild cognitive impairment of various causes have shown a slightly higher mortality rate, higher death rate in those taking Galantil than those taking placebo, a pill without an active ingredient, which is commonly used in clinical trials as a reference for comparison. The reason for this difference is currently not known, and may just be due to chance. There is no evidence of increased risk of death in those with mild to moderately severe Alzheimer's disease taking Galantil. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines you can buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. In particular, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following: anticholinergic medicines used to prevent travel sickness, relieve stomach cramps, spasms, or diarrhea. Cholinergic medicines, e.g. bethanacol and certain medicines used during surgery. Medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease. Medicines for certain heart problems, such as digoxin, quinidine, or to help lower blood pressure, such as a class of medicine called beta blockers. Medicines used for breathing problems. Certain medicines used to treat fungal infections, such as ketoconazole, or bacterial infections, such as erythromycin. Certain medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis. Certain medicines used to treat depression, such as paroxetine, fluoxetine, fluvoxamine. These medicines may be affected by Galantil, or may affect how well Galantil works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while taking this medicine. How to take Galantil. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Adults. The dose of Galantil is gradually increased to the most suitable dose. The necessary dosage steps should be determined by your doctor to suit your needs. The following scheme is an example of how your doctor may increase the dose. Start with 8 mg a day. After 4 weeks of treatment, raise the dose to 16 mg a day. After at least another 4 weeks of treatment, raise the dose to 24 mg a day. For long-term treatment, up to 24 mg a day is usually suitable, but your doctor will determine the dose that is best for you. If treatment is discontinued for more than several days, tell your doctor. Your doctor will need to restart your treatment at the lowest dose. This will minimize the chance of experiencing side effects. Children. Galantil is not recommended for children. If you do not understand the instructions provided with this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How to take it? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Galantil modified release capsules should be taken once a day in the morning, preferably with food. Be sure to drink plenty of liquids during your treatment with Galantil to keep yourself hydrated. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you to. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you have missed more than one dose, or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you have taken too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126. For advice, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital, if you think that you, or anyone else may have taken too much Galantil. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort, or poisoning. If you take too much Galantil, you may experience vomiting, or nausea, a feeling that you want to vomit, stomach cramps, excessive production of saliva, tears, or sweat, dry mouth, loss of control of your bladder, or bowels, a slow, or fast heartbeat, low blood pressure, dizziness, lightheadedness, muscle weakness, or twitching, fits, breathing difficulties, chest pain, hallucinations. Or you may collapse while you are taking Galantil. Things you must do. Always follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Galantil. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor if you develop a rash or fever. Things you must not do. Do not take Galantil to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Effects on driving and operating machinery. Alzheimer's disease may reduce your ability to drive or operate machines. Galantil may cause dizziness or drowsiness in some people, especially during initial treatment. Discuss with your doctor whether it is safe for you to drive or operate machinery. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Galantil. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you experience any of the following, and they worry you: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain or discomfort, indigestion, difficulty swallowing, distorted sense of taste, low potassium levels in the blood, weakness, muscle cramps including leg cramps, numbness, and tingling that begins in the lower extremities, hands, or feet, ringing in the ears, blurred vision, dehydration, sometimes severe, thirst, lack of fluids, hallucinations, seeing, feeling, or hearing things that are not there, mood changes such as agitation or aggressive feelings, feeling depressed or having thoughts of harming yourself, low blood pressure, dizziness, lightheadedness, slow, fast, or irregular heartbeat, increased sweating, trembling, or shakiness, loss of appetite, weight loss, drowsiness, tiredness, weakness, feeling unwell, confusion, trouble sleeping, headache, falling, sometimes resulting in injury, problems controlling movements of the body or limbs, extrapyramidal disorder, high blood pressure, elevated liver enzymes, yellowing of the skin and eyes, light-colored bowel motions, dark-colored urine, skin rashes. Some of these side effects occur mainly during the early stages of treatment, or when the dose of Galantil is increased. They usually disappear gradually over time. For example, nausea and vomiting tend to pass after a few days. Some of these effects may be due to the Alzheimer's disease, but always inform your doctor about any unwanted effect that has occurred while taking Galantil. Tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of the following: signs of allergy such as rash or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, wheezing or difficulty breathing, vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea, fainting, especially if you have a slow or irregular heartbeat, widespread severe rash with peeling skin or white pus-filled spots which may be accompanied by fever, flu-like symptoms, blisters in the mouth, eyes, and or genitals, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, or acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis, fits, seizures, pain, or tightness in the chest, symptoms of stroke, which can include collapsing, numbness, or weakness of arms or legs, headache, dizziness, and confusion, visual disturbance, difficulty swallowing, slurred speech and loss of speech. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. These are rare side effects. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Tell your doctor if you notice any other effects after taking Galantil. Storage. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store Galantil or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep your medicines where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters, 1.5 meters above the ground, is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Galantil, or your medicine has passed its expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine which may be left over. Product description. What it looks like. There are three different types of Galantil modified release capsules. Each capsule contains a different amount of the active ingredient. Galantil 8 mg modified release capsule, a size 2, hard gelatin capsule with a white body and pink cap printed in black ink, Mylan over GT8 on both the body and the cap. Galantil 16 mg modified release capsule, a size 2, hard gelatin capsule with a white body and pale pink cap printed in black ink, Mylan over GT16 on both the body and the cap. Galantil 24 mg modified release capsules, a size 1, hard gelatin capsule with a white body and pink cap printed in black ink, Mylan over GT24 on both the body and the cap. All strengths are available in blister packs of 28 modified release capsules. Ingredients. The active ingredient of Galantil is galantamine, as hydrobromide. Galantil modified release capsules contain either 8 mg, 16 mg, or 24 mg of galantamine. Capsules are hard gelatin capsules which also contain colodon, SR, ARTGPI number 106078, povidone, hydrogenated vegetable oil, magnesium stearate, 8 mg, MT gelatin capsule RM991 size 2 white OP body, pink OP cap with myelin NGT8 in black ink, ARTGPI number 105899. 16 mg, MT gelatin capsule RM992 size 2 white OP body, pink OP cap with myelin NGT16 in black ink, ARTGPI number 105900. 24 mg, MT gelatin capsule RM993 size 1 white OP body, pink OP cap with myelin NGT24 in black ink, ARTGPI number 105,898. Galantil modified release capsules also contain sulfites. Supplier: Galantil is supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris, Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in March 2023. Australian registration numbers: Galantil 8 mg capsules, blister pack, Ostar 157934. Galantil 16 mg capsules, blister pack, Ostar 157932. Galantil 24 mg capsules, blister pack, Ostar 157933. Galantil is a Viatris company trademark. Galantil CMI / MAR 23/00.